The only tangible effect that I can see, I mean, of our relationship is that we sustain hope. And when one of the things you meet most often in Gaza, but also in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem increasingly, is the sense that they're abandoned, that nobody is interested in them, that nobody wants to know what's going on, that nobody is prepared to say to Israel, this has to stop. By us maintaining our relationship, by visiting them, talking to them, raising the issues that we meet with in the area, in the occupied area, here in the European Parliament, we actually provide this hope that there is the possibility of change. And of course, I think we would have played some small role in ensuring that the European Union has now hardened its position with regard to Israel and its activities in the occupied territories. Just last December, for instance, the European Council of Foreign Ministers made a declaration, the first time in a long, long time, saying absolutely that East Jerusalem has to be taken over unilaterally by Israel, that settlements there are illegal, settlements in the West Bank are illegal, that the Israel must stop, unconditionally stop, the siege of Gaza. And so I think these are tangible results of the kind of work that we do, of feeding back into the Parliament here and to the European institutions the situation we meet on the ground.